Howdy, friends. Welcome to the last half of February and homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We had a beautiful day to sort off replacement heifers this week. The rest of the week wasn't so hot. But speaking of hot, the calves sold really well. Not quite well enough to make up for the 38 head that was short this year, which we're crediting to the hailstorm a year ago last August. But we did save some heifer calves, and if last summer's rains can counteract most of the long-term effects of the previous year, we will be right back to producing enough that the price should not be quite as good for several years. I guess if I can't stand the heat, or the cold, or the wet, or the dry, I should find another way to make a living. But I'm really not interested in attempting that, because I'm keeping busy enough with the day-to-day challenges that I don't have time to seriously consider doing anything different. I do kind of miss the years when all I had to worry about was how to make the calves heavier, and figured that if I accomplished that, everything else would work itself out. That was before we had political parties advocating the elimination of ruminant livestock, corporations doing their best to convince the American public that they will be better off when all their food is produced in a laboratory environment, and whoever it is that is in control of our property taxes continues to take a little bit more. So, do I want to add my voice to the steadily increasing chorus screaming that the sky is falling? Not this morning. The barn is cleaned and bedded. The ewes will start lambing any minute. The heifer calves are fed and behind the windbreak. But most of all, I believe the words of Psalms 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for the Lord gives his beloved sleep. Beth and I spent a day this week attending a generational transition and estate planning meeting, and the point was driven home that not doing any planning is not a plan. We definitely need to heed the advice we were given, but we also need to emphasize a much more important part of long-term planning. Since we're not too far past Valentine's Day, I think I'll share one that I started out writing for Beth that took a hard turn on me. It could have been the lead and the paint upon the walls in the home where I lived as a child, or it might have been the fluids I ingested in my youth when I was trying hard to prove that I was wild. It could have been the kick in the head, or at least that's what Big Brother said, that I took at the Dunning Rodeo, or fallen on my noggin when my horsey did quit jogging. I guess, my dear, that we will never know. The possibilities for my deficiencies are too numerous to count. There simply is no telling where things went wrong. I am on the brink of greatness, but the tune will not come out, and if I had 6 more brain cells, I would write you a song. If I had the knowledge in me, I would write for you a song with a tune just as pretty as could be. But if you had 6 more brain cells, things would be all wrong, because, my dear, you never would have married me. If I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write you a song, and I'd tell the world of my love so true. I will use the gifts God's given me, and even though I won't make history, I will hope this silly poem will do. It could have been the pesticide on my cornflakes or the hormone in my steak. Yes, the world can be a scary place indeed. But the Lord knew me in my mother's womb, and he conquered death in a cold, dark tomb, and promised me I'll have just what I need. And if I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write for him a song and tell the world of his love so true. But if the Lord really wanted me to sing, he could make my voice like the angels ring. With his power, there is nothing he can't do. There are days I can hardly wait until I cross over heaven's gate, where I will be made perfect in every way. Yet there's a reason I'm still here, and I'm thankful for this life so dear, and I'm going to enjoy each and every day. I do not know the reasons for the timing of the seasons. There's so much that my mind cannot comprehend. Yet I know the Lord created, just as Genesis has stated, everything from the beginning to the end. And if I had 6 more brain cells, I would probably get it wrong, and on my own knowledge would rely. because of boundless grace, on the day I see his face, I'll say thank you, Lord, for giving me just enough to get me by. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I'm sure looking forward to visiting with Homegrown listeners in Alpine, Texas this week. The Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering is a favorite for me. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that he is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.